All right, today, Mganwami, before we get into our conversation, I'm going to be happy to trust in the here and now. One kumbu, umvumele ngikwazi seke Mganwami ukuthi abangani bethu be Packers in basayibambe shiqi indaba yokuthi bakuphathele isinkwa to your very doorstep in the here and now. So, ke abakwenza ke laphana ukuthi wena ungabaphalafala kulezi inombolo 0808015102. Alternatively, you can hit them up on the following number, which is 0782 761 6304. Bazokuphathela ke lesi sinkwa to your very doorstep, Mganwami, as long as it's 10 loaves and more. Bakers and Bread is here to give you better taste and more value, and they mean business with this in the here and now. Kumbula ke, the prices per loaf, don't get twisted, don't get it twisted in the here and now. It is $76.15 against the RTGS dollar, 65 cents against the United States dollar, and 11 rand against the South African rand. So hit them up, udlale labo kamnandi bakuphathela sakho sinkwa to your very doorstep. Kumbula, Mganwami, Bakers and Bread is in the business of giving you better taste and more of value. Good manje, Mganwami. Right after the song, we'll be collecting and collaborating labangani bethu be hapa cook trust. Yes, khulume sidinga indaba as a human wildlife conflict. Let's go.
Imengakwazi langa. Zwana. Lingata litelanga. Hambe buza lalo msisi kenga nomalanga. Every day kisi musi. Matota vele alintusi. Uzo ikasi lena chisi. Anrila sanja nispane so menchisi. Manai. Liabe sabana,
así me sabe.
Niti liabe sabana,
liabe sabana,
liabe sabana,
así me sabe.
Niti liabe sabana,
liabe sabana.
Ponke la bangona nante,
nante.
Ponke la bangona nante,
nante.
Ponke la bangona nante,
nante.
Así me sabe la balaba, ngona nante. Manai. Ponke la bangona nante,
nante.
Ponke la bangona nante,
nante.
Ponke la bangona nante. Asibe sabi laba laba ngona nante wazini. Bela mnamba topi sepini. Fuga fuga westu tandini. Uketu kujala hambangini. Zwana bazi gile tatini. Jango matona, jango maratona. Maiki nilemona, ndanzwa hanzi Hawa ui unakona. Lepen figa kona, lepen hamba kona. Hii uzani lisombona.
Bonke laba ngona nante.
Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Asibe sabi laba laba ngona nante. Marai. Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Asibe sabi laba laba ngona nante. Wazin. Wanungu squati mampara. Kavalas nga mapara. Uzo polishi tara. Na peta siya futi sigara. Futu ngazo saiza wena. Mpeti si skuli taiza wena. Nyagwenu ya baiza wena. Fasa fasa lecha pasi nkauza wena.
Bonke laba ngona nante. Nanante.
Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Asibe sabi laba laba ngona nante. Marai. Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Bonke laba ngona nante.
Bonke
laba ngona nante. Asibe sabi laba laba ngona nante. Wazi. Futu ngazo saiza wena. Mpeti si skuli taiza wena. Nyagwenu ya baiza wena. Fasa fasa lecha pasi nkauza wena.
Bonke
laba
ngona nante.
Nanante. Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Asibe sabi laba laba ngona nante. Marai. Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Bonke laba ngona nante.
Nanante.
Asibe sabi laba laba ngona nante. Wazin.
Brought to you by Habakkuk Trust, celebrating 20 years of empowering communities. What you are informed of changes who you become.
Alright, yeah, enjoy being chill again. Mgani wami ukuthi makushayele izinkathi sizoxoxisana labangani bethu beHapakhook Trust. And as you've heard, make elaphana ukuthi they're here to give you information so that you are well informed of some of the things that happen within and amongst the areas that we live in the here and now. So as I said earlier on, ukuthi sizoxoxisana labangani bethu beHapakhook Trust, I guess sidinge the indaba ze human wildlife conflict, which has become quite a topical issue where you've heard reports of people rubbing shoulders with wildlife, ikakhulu emathebeleni and North Lapana, where I think it was over the holidays, there was a man that was trampled down by an elephant, etc. All those kind of situations. What's the cause to this? Why is this happening? How best can communities that live and rub shoulders with wildlife make sure ukuthi they do this in a safe environment, and they also benefit from rubbing shoulders with the remarkable resource which is a wildlife? All right, so okay, we've got a couple of panelists, and I'm planning to getting into this conversation for the next 30 minutes or so. But first of all, ngivumele ngibize ngqolonge umnumzana okankomo osecingweni. Mnumzana, sakubona.
Aw, unjani baba?
Hayi, ngiyakwamukela, ngiphilile mina, ngimakhekhe ngikwamukela emsakazweni wabantu Skies Metro FM.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu.
Mhm.
Wenza.
Hayi, kubonga thina mntu mdala. Mhlawumbe ngamafeature ungasazisa ukuthi ubaba unkomo ungubani, wenza msebenzi bani le nhlanganiso ye Habakuk Trust.
Ya, ibizo lami nguDumisani Nkomo, ngingu Chief Executive Officer we Habakuk Trust. Inhlanganiso ekhuthaza ukuphatheka kwaZulu ekubunjweni kwezinqumo esingathi active citizenship in decision making and development.
Okay.
So umsebenzi wami ukuthi ngihole inhlanganiso uma sisenza ama programs, senza kunenginengi nje njengenhlanganiso. Si based khonapha koBulawayo, si operate Matabeleland in South, Matabeleland in North, le Bulawayo Metropolitan Province.
Okay. Akuyabonyeka lokhu kuyezwakala futhi kanjalo nje. Right, siqale khona singenenzika ini yendaba yethu. Namhlanje sifuna ukuthi sixoxisane ngobudlelwano noma mhlawumbe ubudlelwano phakathi koluntu lezinanakazana zendle. Angithi mhlawumbe siqale khona apho sicubungule kahle kahle ubudlelwano lobu kahle kahle sikhuluma ngani uma sikhuluma nge-human wildlife conflict. Kahle kahle isihlahla bani sikhuluma ngani?
Yenza kubeka ngesilungu bese ngubeka ngesintu njalo.
Khulekile.
I-human wildlife conflict, bathi ngesilungu, is the negative interaction between wildlife and human being. Resulting in consequences which are negative for both wildlife and human being. Singathi nje ngesiNdebele, yikudlelwano obungamanga kuhle phakathi kwabantu lezinyamazana okudala impumelo ngabe impumela engalunganga ebantwini kumbe kwezinyamazana. Uthola kwesinye isikhathi inyamazana zicine sezibulala abantu, bezilimaza abantu, kumbe zisidla inhlanyelo lokudla kwabantu. Labantu labo kungenzakala ukuthi bebulale inyamazana njalo. So kukabili, kungaba ngabantu bengahlalisani kahle lezinyamazana, njalo kungaba izinyamazana zingahlalisana kuhle labantu. Okwesikhathi siyathola ukuthi abantu bakwanisa ukuhlala lapha vele kwakule nyamazana kudala. Kwesinye isikhathi sasuke ngenxa yendlala, inyamazana zicine singena lapho kulabantu khona, ndlovu, lenyati, sezilimaza lapho kuhlala khona abantu lokudla kwabantu ngenxa yendlala.
Okay. Ngiyezwakala ke laphana ke uvele wayichaza kahle indaba yakho ukuthi kungenzakala it's twofold. Angithi inyamazana ziyenelisa ukuthi ziswele ukudla lapho ezikhona, zilanda abantu lapha abahlala khona. Abantu labo mhlawumbe besuke lawo wakhona belanda inyamazana lapha abakhona. Kodwa ke ngibuze futhi ukuthi what then could come in by way of solution, all right? Ukuthi sixazulule indaba yakhona. How best can we address human wildlife conflict ikakhulu emaphandleni, because this is where these things are more rife?
Yembona kumele sikhangele insukela yendaba, ngithi sikhangele i-root cause of the problem ukuze sifike le solution. Ukuqala ukuqakathekile ukuthi sikhangele indaba ye land use. Angithi ukuthi umhlaba vele usetshenziswa njani, labantu basekelwa njani, bahlaliswa ngathi. Angithi okwesibili, kuqakathekile ukubona kube lemithetho bese ngathi ama policies lama laws akuthaza ukubana abantu bathole inzuzo uma behlalisana bezinyamazana. Okwesithathu, kuqakathekile ukubana kube lemfundiso ikakhulu ebantwini ukubana bengalondoloza njani ezemvelo ikakhulu inyamazana. Okwesine, kuqakathekile ukubana kube lama buffer zones endaweni ezijeneyo ukwenzela ukubantu bengancelelani lenyamazana, kodwa kube le ndawo phakathi laphakathi lapho kwabungela lutho kwenzela ukuthi abantu banganjani bangagcini sebelisana lezi nyamazana. Okwesihlanu, kuqakathekile ukubana kubunjwe njalo kuqiniswe amakomiti kumavillage lakuma ward azakhangela indaba ze-wildlife conservation lokuthi bengathola njani inzuzo ku-wildlife. Bona ngokuhlanu nje engilakho okungasisiza kakhulu ukuze sixazulule udaba lolu le-human wildlife conflict.
Okay, kubuye kube ngumlando kabani ukuthi kubonakala ukuthi lezi izinto ziyenzeka ziyenzakala ukwenzela ukuthi mhlawumbe sihlenge impilo ezabane ngezingaba sengcuphekweni, sihlenge impilo zabantu, sihlenge impilo futhi ezinyamazana zendle.
Yeah, kuka nengi Khethe. Thina njengezakhamizi sinomlando. Angithi kula village development committees, kube lama campfire committees kuma ward. Yiya ngaba ngama-structures alomlando lawo angithi kube lama rural district councils okwesibili angithi akhangele izindawo ezijeneyo. Okwesithathu, kule department of parks ekhangele izinyamazana. Okwesine, kulo hulumende njalo kule ministry environment ekhangele khona lokhu njalo engabumba imithetho eqinileyo. Okwesihlanu, kule nhlanganiso ezizimizodwa njengama-NGOs in-Harpercock Trust angancedisa izakhamizi, encedisane lohulumende, ancedise njalo lama-Rural District Council. So mbona umlando sibili, ukhona kithi njengezakhamizi, ukhona kuma-NGOs, ukhona njalo kuhulumende, ukhona njalo ku-Department of Parks.
Okay. Alright, yabonyeka. Kuyezwakala ke laphana. Mhlawumbe singezelele ekutheni sike sayithifahlafahla indaba yokuthi abantu ngithi izakhamizi ezihlala kuze lezo indawo where they rub shoulders with wildlife on a frequent as a resource, using wildlife as a resource. What measures can be put in place to ensure ukuthi ezona lezo izigaba and communities benefit from wildlife resources?
Okwakhathesi kule communal areas management program for indigenous resources abathi campfire ekhangele ukuthi abantu bakhangele wildlife njenge-renewable and profitable resource, i-resource abangathola khona i-profit bephile njengabantu. So kule program nale abathi campfire, mona kuqakathekile ubani program le ikhuliswe inoniswe njalo ngoba siyaba khona sibili okweminyaka edlula maybe 20-30 years. Kuqakathekile ukubani program le inoniswe, iqiniswe, ihanjiswe ezigabeni eziningi. Okwesibili, kuyaba kuqakathekile ukuthi ubunje imithetho emine njalo emitsha ngoba wakhathesi nje sile Wildlife and Parks Act, kube le Rural District Councils Act kuphela. Kuyaba kuqakathekile ukuthi sibumbe umthetho njengabantu ephalamende oqinisa i-community benefit, kube yinto esemthethweni hathi into esifaniselayo. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi i-indigenous and indigenization and empowerment engiyakhuluma ngakho, kodwa kula specific ekhuluma ngokuthi abantu bengathola njani vele inzuzo ku-wildlife. Kebe kuqakathekile ukubana ama-parliamentarians lohulumende bawukhande lo mthetho. Okwesibili, kuyebe kuqakathekile lokuthi ama-local authorities, ama-rural district councils akhande imithetho eyenza abantu bathole inzuzo ku-wildlife, kodwa langapha njalo bevikela i-wildlife ngoba abantu bengagcina sebeqedile njalo inyamazana. So umlando uhulumende, umlando kuma-RDC ukubana siqinise lokhu okukhona njalo kukhandwe imithetho emitsha eqinileyo encedisa abantu ukubana bathole inzuzo.
Mhm. Ayike kuyezwakala ke laphana ngiyabonga futhi isikhathi sesisuke sadliwa ngumango emhlawumbe sixoxisane labanye ama panelists wethu singaqeda futhi inzathu kulifonela sesigoqa sesivala ke indaba yethu ke laphana kodwa kuyabongeka ukuthi siqhuma lati umsakazo nabantu Sky's Metro FM.
Ngiyabonga ba.
Mhm. Ayike kusikwenza emsakazweni abantu Sky's Metro FM besikade siqoxisana lo mnumzana okaNkomo onguyena usiba likhulu ke laphana Nkunzi Malanga yahapha Cook Trust ke laphana esichazela kabanzi mhlawumbe wavela wasichazela ukuthi yena kahle kahle nxa sikhuluma ngehuman wildlife conflict sikhuluma ngani wayebalisa ukuthi ibudlelwane obungalunganga phakathi koluntu lenyamazana zendle wabuya wengeza ukuthi kahle kahle lokhu kubangelwa yini wachasisa ukuthi indlela abantu abahlala ngazo wabuya wabamba futhi ukuthi ayikhona imigomo nembandela okumele kube nga iyathintwa kumanje ukwenzela ukuthi uZulu kahle kahle avikeleke uyabona ke lenyamazana zindle njalo zithi kuvikeleka futhi ke laphana ke ekutheni ubudlelwano phakathi kwalezi izinto zombili ke laphayana ke kube ibudlelwane obuphilile kube mnandi kube njalo ke right ke sathi ukudlulela phambili siqoqisane lamanye ama panelists wethu siza ukuthi bona eyabo imbono isho ukuthi khumula mngane wami ukuthi lolu hlelo siliphathela abangane bethu be Harper Cook Trust wena mngane wami mhlawumbe hit us up on our WhatsApp line 0774460100 ungazisi ukuthi emaphandleni ikakhulu ngoba ke sibona ukuthi lezi zinto zenzakala kakhulu emaphandleni ngakho ke wena mhlawumbe kini kungapi ekhaya njalo lidlelana njani nyamazana zendle kuzo lezo indawo ohlala kuzo hit us up on our WhatsApp line 0774460100 abanye ngabakhala kakhulu besithi hayi khekethini indwangu sisihlahlele kusene mintambama let us know that information abanye ngabakhahlamezwa zindlovu kubo lapha ke kakhulu lupane endaweni ezinjalo nje abanye ngabakhahlamezwa izimpisi kanjalo nje hit us up on our WhatsApp line let us know ukuthi kahle kahle wena emaphandleni kini kukephi njalo yiziphi inyamazana zendle elidlalana lazo njalo lidlalana lazo ngaziphi indlela Harper Cook Trust isiphathelele lohlelo mngani wami ungayindawo
Brought to you by HarperCook Trust, celebrating 20 years of empowering communities. What you are informed of changes who you become.
Mngani wami isiphalafale emakhasethu omnxibelelwano 0774460100 let us know ukuthi kahle kahle emaphandleni kini kukephi njalo iziphi inyamazana zendle elidlelana lazo njalo lidlelana ngazo budlelwano bani elilabo lazo lezo inyamazana zendle ocingweni silo okadube ke laphana masakubona
yebo injani
usiphilile simakheke sikwamukele emsakazweni abantu Sky's Metro FM. Mhm. Ke laphana sixoxisane mhlawumbe bekade sikhuluma lo baba uNkomo ke laphana sithinta indaba ezobudlelwano phakathi koluntu lenyamazana zendle. Ngibuze kuwe ukuthi kahle kahle how has human wildlife conflict impacted communities ikakhulu emaphandleni?
Hey, inyamazana ezivhlupho kakhulu emaphandleni sibalazwe.
Mhm.
Indlovu.
Mhm.
indlovu aziko kahle emphakathini ngoba indlovu zilohlupho kunje kathesi isikhathi samasimi ziya ngena emasimini zidla izilimo zonke ezilinyiweyo akula lutho abantu abazalizuza nje izilongo ziloka zikhona lapha emphakathini zibe zinjalo ke sibe sekulokunye ezinye inyamazana omphisi lazo ziluhlupho njalo ezifuyweni ebantwini njengamanje izulu liyana hallo
yebo yezwakaliya
izulu liyana kathesi inkomo ziphakathi kwesidaka egangeni isikhathi impisi lazo ziyadla akungeneki sibeze siba lezinye njalo inyamazana onyati inyathi ziluhlupho emphakathini kakhulu ngoba inyathi kakhulu ebantwini vele azihlali azihlali zabantu mayibona umuntu nje kumele umuntu efe silafika amakhesi angu-2 ebulilima khona lapha ku-110 Bambazi omuntu wagwazwa inyathi waze wathwalelwa e-central yayimlimazile phakathi yamdabula isibindi so ngenye ingozi enzima but thina kithi kakhulu sikhala ngendlovu ekudleni ziyasikhubaza
okayinje
hello
yebo bengisithi ngixolisa ukulibamba umlomo ngibuza ukuthi njengomphakathi kahle kahle ebulilima you are a action advocacy action team leader team member ebulilima kahle kahle like lathi lixoxisana mhlawumbe labo mgcini isihlalo ke lapho kwasokuxazulula ukuthi kahle kahle what best can be the way forward ukuthi lezi izinto zingenzakali
Yes, siyaxoxisana labo abe RDC laba ama game ranger abayibo bakhangelane lakho. Siyabafonela sibazise. Kwesi sikhathi babuya kodwa baphuza ukufika.
Okay.
Isikhathi sabo thina masi bafuna labo baphuza yathola ukuthi balehlupho lezimota bethola sokumotshakele kodwa babekwazi ukuthi bengafika bayazethusela zibuyele lapho ezihlala khona ma besuka ziyabuya njalo. Iluhlupho esilalo kakhulu kona lapho ukuthi ngakuya ngathi ngavele njengoba nje sokuqalile kathesi ziza kuyindlovu zizohlola ukuthi emasimini sokuvuthiwe
sokwenzakaleni
kuyabuya ezimbili noma ezitathu zihlole ma zingathola sokuvuthiwe seziyathatha ezinye zibuye ke zibuye ziyenza intando yazo phakathi komphakathi emasimini uthola vele akusakhontroleki yikho sebesesitela ke abe ama game ranger bebuye ke ngoba siyasitshela iRDC niba bakhipha yabantu khona ngale bebuye bezethusele
ayike it's a testimonial coming through from omunye isakhamuzi ohlala ke emaphandleni that lives in a community that rubs shoulders with wildlife more often siyabonga ma ukuthi lize emsakazweni sasise ukuthi kahle kahle kuzo lezo indawo ihlala kuzo isimo sakhona sinjani siyabonga sana lo omama uSikhathele Dube esazisa ke lapha ukuthi kahle kahle ebona ebulilima what kind of problems do they face and how often do they rub shoulders ke elapha ayana ke lenyamazana zendle kumanje kumele ngasi yaxhumana
Trust, celebrating 20 years of empowering communities. What you are informed of changes who you become.
right ke mngani wami sokusele imzuzwana emhlanu nje kuphela ukuthi siphange sigqibeleze olwethu uhlelo umnumzana okankomo usezile njalo ocingweni umnumzana sawubona
Injani baba
sikwamukele futhi njalo ohlelweni lethu esiliphathele Harper Cook Trust siqhubisana ngendaba zenyamazana zendle mhlawumbe sike sabalisa ngendaba zepolice ukuthi kungumlando kahulumende kungumlando weRDCs wama RDCs kungumlando wabahlali futhi ukuthi bebona ukuthi la ama policies lemgomo nembandela yokuthi uluntu luphilisane lenyamazana zendle kwenzakale ngendlela engalethi abantu kuzolezi izinto zombili ke laphana kodwa ke ngibuza ukuthi sike sabalisa sidlula ngamafeatures ukuthi communities are able to benefit angithi from e-wildlife resource mhlawumbe sigcile khona phana singakavalisi ukuthi kahle kahle how can communities benefit from wildlife resources outside the policies that empower them to benefit kodwa bona mhlawumbe sibavula indlebe ukuthi hayi no nxa ungabe uhlala lapho okulenyamazana zendle ungenelisa ukuthi uthole inzuzo enje how can communities benefit from your wildlife resource
yeah ngibuzo baluleke kakhulu izindlela ziningi sibili abantu abangathola khona inzuzo kunyamazana zendle okokuqala kulehlelo lona lolo olwe campfire oluletha inzuzo kuma communities uma kuchaywa ondlovu laba labonyati sesabona indaweni eziningi kubo Joy Tolocho eTolocho eJowa abantu banelisa ukuthola about $8,000 for a clinic project yabo
okay.
So through izinto ezinjalo lama hunting safaris abantu uma bechaya izingwe ama hunters ama licensed hunters ngoba ama RDC ayanikeza ama permit kuma hunters inyamazana ngibelele parks inyamazana nxa seziziningi ama communities alakho ukuthi lawo athole ini ingxenye yemali yona leyo from ama hunting permits that are granted. So okwesithathu bona ke buqakathekile ukuthi ama communities baqoqane benze ama partnerships ama commercial farmers babumbe ama conservancies ezinyamazana. Indawo lapho kuzahlala khona inyamazana ama tourists ebuka inyamazana lezi abafuna ukuzingela bezingele. So bona zani indlela yesithathu le yokubumba ama conservancies. Kule conservancy empande ngalethi emngceleni wempandeni kulama conservancy ebubi enyathi bonazana ama conservancy zisiya phambili indlela engaletha umnotho lenzuzo uma communities so kulehlelo lo campfire kube le ndlela esingathola khona inzuzo through ama hunting permit okwesithathu siqoqane njalo kubunjwe ama conservancy yebo kuqakathekile ukuthi ama-council abumba ama-land use plans kube le ndawo lapho kuzahlala khona inyamazana zilondolozwe izakhamizi besenze ama-partnerships lama-RDC le-private sector lama-hunters and so forth so mbona zani hhayi singathola inzuzo eningi lama-committees singathola inzuzo eningi as long as siqoqekile silo mbono njalo okuthi singabenefitha njani njengama-community
alright kuyabonyeka futhi nithemba futhi ikakhulu ama-communities ahlala kundawo ezithintekileyo kakhulu nge-human wildlife conflict bathe bathi ukuvuleka amehlo uchasiseke laphana kodwa-ke mbuze okugcina umbuzo ngingakaze sivalelisane-ke laphana ukuthi if it happens that I live in